Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice, my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The congregation sings hymn number 710. Welcome you all in our Lord. We gather together under God's promises, under his good news. So as we grieve, we celebrate in a way. Not only the spiritual homegoing of our sister in Christ, Iola Schmidt, but also the promise that God has in his word of hope that bodily we shall be with him as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family and friends in Christ, we are here to remember the life, mourn the death, and look forward to the resurrection of Iola Schmidt, a faithful wife, mother, and sister in Christ. We pray. Heavenly Father, strengthen us. Draw us near to you as our shepherd and our Savior. Bind the hurting and weary hearts of your people and strengthen them, even with the hope of everlasting life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first reading is from Romans chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul speaks to the all-conquering power of the love of God and the assurance we can have of our salvation in Christ Jesus. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. I invite you to stand out of respect for our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the reading of the gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, Jesus' words of promise and hope. Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The word of the Lord. You may be seated as we turn to hymn number 761.
Thee, not the law, and the law.
Schmidt. I would have been pleased to know her. A very capable woman, loving mother, caring leader of her family, talented with her hands and with her smarts, faithful, disciplined in reading the scripture and leading her family in prayer, supportive at a time when her husband lived in somewhat of a limelight, as he was also very talented. She existed very well in the shadow of that, and he existed very well in the shadow of her disciplined, caring, supportive, forgiving leadership in the church and in the family. Blessed with a strong, talented, faithful family, she was a blessing to her family and to her church. We celebrate these gifts, all reflections of all, not just reflections, all given to her and her family by her Savior, Jesus. By God's forgiving Son, the Lamb of God. I want to make a comparison between Iola and my neighbor Felicia, who at this time is going through a time where her capability and ultimately her confidence is shrinking. Then the stroke. Lungs filling with fluid almost to the point of suffocation. Concerns for the heart. Loss of movement. All shadows of and effects of sin introduced into the world by a willing Adam and a willing Eve, who really reflect each of us in his or her own natural state. And surely not the end of the story, our weakness, our lack of confidence, our problems, our sin. For God in his mercy has seen us in our sin, known us well, and sent none other than his Son to suffer the punishment instead of you, instead of me, instead of Iola, Jesus Christ on the cross, crucified and raised. I don't mean to yank you around today by this image, but imagine going back. Imagine pallbearers carrying a coffin and suddenly it's light. Where it was being carried down here, now it's being carried up here, and it's lighter. Is it lighter for you? Is it lighter for? Yeah, it's lighter. So much that you're tempted to check, and she's gone. This is the image of the last day, as God calls his people, first soul and then body, to be with him. And Jesus did that, swiping people out of the realm of death. Lazarus, the unnamed 12-year-old daughter was it last Sunday's gospel? Raised to life again. The young man of the son of the widow with no means other than his support. Those tears turned to joy. That's our story, according to God's promise on the last day. So that we as Christians in the middle of your sorrow see that resurrection, that last day come into view. That door that closes on this earth opens by God's grace, even the door of heaven. The Apostle Paul writes, listen to his holy word. Do you not know that all of that us that who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? So not just Jesus on the cross, Iola, her sin, and you and me, and only God can bear that burden. And so he sent his son, the Lamb of God, to be slaughtered to take away the sins of the world. And Paul continues to write, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And so just as that is Iola is connected to Jesus' crucifixion for us all, and so she's also connected to his resurrection. His resurrection is a foreshadow. If you can think of death as having fruits, the Bible says Jesus Christ, the first fruits from the dead of those who have fallen asleep, the fruit is in the resurrection. And so Jesus' resurrection is her resurrection. Paul writes, we were there buried therefore with him by baptism into a death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we, those who believe, have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And he closes, end of verse 8, we also will live in him. On the way in from Monroeville, driving through Monroeville, Moss Side Boulevard, headed for my exit or onto the ramp, Route 22, I came across a black truck, a little bit beat up. And in it, as I pulled up behind it, I thought, I got to get around this truck. He's carrying a load, a pickup truck. He had a plastic beat up tank. And you could kind of see the contents. It was full of something black, and it had a spigot on the back and something crusted to it. And it reminded me of printer's ink, and I used to fill my own cartridges, and I thought, well, that's that kind of thing. And I thought, well, but that's ridiculous that he'd be carrying that. It's probably carrying tar or oil or something. And there was evidence of it having overflowed, and the black stuff was had poured over and crusted on there. So I swung out to pull around him, and he had his elbow out the window, and his arms were fully twice the size of my arms. And my first impression was it must have taken hours to tattoo that whole arm. And before I saw his face, I saw the sticker on the back window right behind his head. Real men love Jesus. And this image, let me just try it for you, because I think it's. I'm not trying to write a new gospel, but at least it works for me. Jesus loved real men so that they could haul their crud, their tank full of stuff, to the cross. And I wanted to say to him, let's go. You haul your tank full of tar. You should see what's in my trunk. And on the parkway coming in as you near downtown, there it is, the jail. Allegheny County Jail. Come on, guys, bring your tar. We're going to see Jesus. And that's the message today. Come on, Iola. Tar and all. We're going to see Jesus. Felicia's my neighbor. The other day I drove by, and I always waved at Felicia because she needs all the friends she can get. She's probably 90 and a little bit in a fog. And usually she sits in that same chair, and I wave, and she waves. And I kind of hit my brakes when I saw her a week ago because this is Felicia. Her chair is here, her glider is here, and she's on the ground. And as I wave, her wave, I hit my brakes and backed up to where I could see her again. And by then she's going, waving me in. Come on, Felicia. We're going to see Jesus. Bring your tar. And I imagine her trailer is full of, hasn't been cleaned for a long time. Bring it. Don't clean up. We're going to see Jesus. He takes away our sin. He gives you peace, eternal life. In a recent gospel lesson, was Jesus in the boat with the disciples, and he calls them to faith, and he calms the wind and the waves. He's in charge of all this. Come on, disciples. Weak in faith and all, we're going to see Jesus. So this day we do celebrate the homegoing of Iola in the light of our own hope. That we, forgiven, will see Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin with the prayer printed in our worship guide. Lord and giver of life, we give thanks to you for sending your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. We thank you for extending your mercy to Iola, who now rests in your presence. And we, along with all who are in Christ, eagerly await the return of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Until that day, protect us from all harm and danger. Strengthen our faith and lead us to trust in you as the giver of all good things, especially forgiveness, life, and salvation. Grant to all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life and so pass with him through the gate of death to our joyful resurrection. Give to this family and all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence of your loving care. Bind their hurting minds and hearts. Give them a spirit of cooperation and charity amongst themselves as they deal with changes and decisions. Lead them to cast all their sorrow on you as they know the consolation of your love. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand. Help us to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you his peace. You may be seated.
best, your heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, for God will undertake to guide the future as we change and tears are past.